weird star stuff. What happens when a star becomes what's called a red giant? It implodes upon itself, and that vacuum explodes outward. And there's four elements that get spewed out. And those four elements make up you and everything that we see on Earth. And it's oxygen, it's carbon, it's hydrogen, and it's nitrogen. We are stardust in our, we're golden. I know that song. But in that experience of that meditation, in that first part of the meditation, I thought, this is something I would like to share with all of you. And the altar is set up tonight as a mandala of crystals. Many of you know about that center crystal, the one that's split in two. It has its own juju. That's a powerful, powerful crystal. I've asked the sound sisters to accompany me in this meditation tonight. And Bernice and Christy are on the bowls, including Tibetan bowls. And behind me, Joy and Hannah, I've got the big gongs. Because they will add an accompaniment as we are going through this meditation. When I experienced this meditation, I experienced pressure, heat, cold, moisture, dryness, and sound. Sounds that are sometimes out of this world. And the closest we're going to get are these bowls. And Laura, who never travels without at least a flute in her back pocket, happened to come in tonight with her small flute. So you'll hear some tones of the flute every so often. So we're going to start with a yogi. It comes from Yogananda's teachings. It's a yogi practice of tensing and releasing the body with a breath, so that you kind of just get yourself into that space. So I want you to try and get comfortable. I see Karen and Amy are down and out. And if you're ready, we need a cough drop. Okay, we'll wait till everybody kind of gets settled. I need one so I can see. I forgot the flashlight.
It's fine. Close your eyes.
Yeah, you're going to close your eyes. We ready? Now, this meditation is the journey that I took in 2008. And the words that I'll use, I ask you just to follow along and let my words be your experience. Okay? So let's start with the yogi tense and release practice to calm the body and the mind. We're going to do this three times. Keep the gaze in your closed eyes at the third eye between your eyebrows. Now inhale through the nostrils and tense your body, clenching the fists. Hold the breath a moment. Now exhale through the mouth, relaxing all your tensed body parts. Hold that a moment. Inhale through the nostrils, tensing the body, clenching your fists, and release through the mouth. And let's do that one more time. Inhaling through the nostrils, tensing the body, clench those fists, and exhale through the mouth. And now sit comfortably. No pain, no stress. Let your spine be straight and your chin parallel to the floor. Gently lift your gaze and hold it at the third eye. Now mentally command your body to be still during this meditation. Feel the body relaxing and listen to the sound of the bowls. Let all thoughts and concerns about your day or your week float away. For the next 30 minutes, you're in a place of comfort, a place of peace, and a place of grace. Now we begin the journey. Using your imagination, see yourself no longer confined to your body. Feel yourself expanding outward. Continue to imagine space all around you. I am hurtling through space. It is immense. Brilliant colors stream past me. I am inside a comet, moving through space, with stars and constellations racing past my vision. In the distance, I see a tiny blue planet suspended in the black space. As my comet races forward, I experience an intense, searing heat. My comet has collided with the Earth. I am liquefied carbon, a molecule driven deep 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 into the earth. There is nothing but darkness and silence. Time ceases to have meaning. I am in a state of being, no past, no future. I simply am. From a distant place, I sense movement and a deep sound. Some of the elements from the comet join together and form water. The heat of this newly formed liquid rushes over me, causing cracks in my structure. After eons of time, the extreme temperatures begin to cool. I begin to solidify. I experience, sense, and feeling and movement. A strong pressure from deep inside the earth suddenly propels me to the surface. And for the first time, I experience light. A brilliant golden ball of light blinds me with its radiance. The light and its warmth envelops me, and I breathe it in. I feel the heat of this star filling all the facets of my form. I absorb the light pouring down on me. And a brilliant light radiates out from my form. I absorb the light. And I emit the light. I am a crystal of light. I absorb light and I emit light. I am a crystal of light. I absorb light and I emit light. I am a crystal of light. I absorb light and I emit light. I am a crystal of light. Everything that I am is light. My thoughts are streams of light. My thoughts are received as light. I am a multifaceted crystal of light. My task is to absorb light, and my task is to emit light. I receive light from the most brilliant source of all light. I reflect this light in my behavior, in my thoughts, and in my awareness. I am a crystal of light. I spread light in all directions. Light shines from my eyes. Light shines from my thoughts. And light shines from my words. I am light. With this prayer, I go into silence. I am a crystal of light. I absorb light. I emit light. I send light to my family. I send light to my friends. I absorb and emit light for the benefit of all beings on earth. From the world of light, I return to the physical world of matter. At the core of my being is a brilliant crystal of light. In the world of matter, I express myself through this body, but I am not this body. I am a crystal of light. I am a crystal of light. I have the power to absorb light and to emit light. Light shines from my eyes as a crystal of light. And now, as I prepare to return to the world of matter, I meet other beings of light, and I open myself to their light. I see light radiating from their eyes, for they too are crystals of light. As you return to this room, open your eyes, look around, recognize the crystals of light around you, and radiate that light one to another. Are we coming back? Anybody asleep?